you're glad to be on board. Hopefully your numbers are good this year. You had your first meet yesterday, but I'm sure this is a lot of fun for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's more than enough fun for me. The kids are fantastic. I can't speak enough about how well the kids are. The numbers are about the same as they were last year. I've got 14 participants, 10 boys, 4 girls, quite a few returners from last year. And so, yeah, it's fantastic.
How did the first meet in Lexington go on Saturday?
I couldn't be more proud of the kids. Just about every one of the kids yesterday PR'd on one or all of their lifts. I have there were 6 medalists from our 14. Jack Devaney got 2nd. Idos Klein, Kaylee Hunter, Delaney Brunswick, they got 3rd. Reed Sellers, 4th. And Kit Eshelman got 5th. So, I mean, all around. And then the rest of the kids that didn't place in the top 5, they all PR'd. And so I couldn't be more proud. The kids just stepped it up. They just stepped it up.
So for folks that don't know, Devlin, on when you go to a powerlifting meet, what there's different areas or different lifts, I should say, that the kids perform. Is that right?
Yes, there is. There's 3 lifts primarily that the kids get 3 attempts at. They start off all the meets with a squat. They get 3 attempts at a starting weight that the kid or the participants choose. And then there are some cues that the kids have to listen to from judges. There are 3 judges that are per platform or per rack. And then they get an attempt at squat, bench, and deadlift. And so, and then it's an accumulation of their corrected lifts, and that's how they place. And they, you know, Jack Devaney, holy cow, that kid is strong. Idos Klein, strong. The girls, Kaylee Hunter and Delaney Brunswick, crazy strong. Reed Sellers, talk about an overnight success. That kid turned it up from last year. He devoted a lot of time in the weight room and to putting some size on and some strength. I couldn't be more proud of these kids.
So definitely, you've seen a big difference. These kids have really come around since last year, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's all them. It's all them. I'm just kind of along for the ride. It's all the kids, man. It's all them. They put their heart and soul into it.
Was this a pretty big meet? Were there a lot of schools there for this one?
I think there were. They said there was 9 schools or 10 schools, mm-hmm. but over 240 participants.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lexington runs a fantastic meet. They had 3 platforms yesterday, and we started lifting at about 8:30 yesterday morning, and we were finished by 4:30 running that many kids through. And so kudos to them. Holy cow, they know how to run a meet. And so it's such a great community. It's such a great community. The people are so nice, and the other participants encourage each other. And I mean, it's just one of those sporting events that you go to that it is very nice. It's so much fun to go to. And I had so many parents come up to me and tell me how much fun they had, and the kids, they all had just an absolute blast. So
when is your next meet coming up?
2 weeks. We'll be going to Creighton Prep in Omaha. Mm-hmm. They run a raw state tournament, and unfortunately, this year they changed some of the rules from last year, and so the kids had to qualify. And so I only have a few of them that qualified. So unfortunately, I can't take the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
But then we come back from that one, and we get to go to Peru in February, which is just an absolute blast because Peru State, their football team, puts on an event, and the football players help. They rack and spot the kids, and they get in the faces of the kids when they're lifting and just make it such a fun meet. And then we're going to, weather permitting, we're going to try to make it to Verdigris Niobrara meet that's up north. So total of four meets. And I was talking with some coaches yesterday, and we might be able to squeeze in a couple more, too. It just kind of depends on how things work out with time.
In the meantime, kids, once again, I'm sure most of them are in weight classes, or they lift after school and just get ready for these meets, don't they?
Yeah, there are weight classes, and then they run it a lot like wrestling as far as the weight classes go. And then our practicers are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We go over the three main lifts, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so practices were pretty light, you know, pretty lighthearted. We still work. I mean, show from yesterday's output that the kids had performed really, really well and exceptional. So many PRs, so many medals. I couldn't be more proud of these kids.